Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation. To Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I am being told that there may be some issues with regards to our broadcast clarity back to one of the stations or what have you. I'm not sure if that's the case or not, but my apologies. I've done all that I can on my end. I'm not sure what the problem is. I know that I'm hearing their sound cut in and out in my headset. So, but you can find us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Again, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. We're there on your phone or on your computer. And we are live right now, and the sound is perfect. So check us out over there, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And the TECNTV.com player is active and working well. All right, I want to welcome my guest to the program. If you missed any part, we're in hour number two. If you missed any part of hour number one, I need to let you know that there is, in fact, a threat of war in the Middle East that's taking place right now. And that threat of war has to do with something going on between Hamas and Israel. Hamas has gone to Moscow and is meeting with Russia and Iran. And from Moscow, they have issued a 48-hour notice to Israel that they intend to launch a war against Israel in the next 48 hours. And this has direct implications are that Israel is opening back up the Temple Mount. We spoke about this with David Wormser on Monday, that Israel, that the Islamists had basically said that they were shutting down the Temple Mount, that no Christians and no Jews would be allowed to go up to the Temple Mount to pray, to do anything up on the Temple Mount. And then, in fact, it would be dangerous for them even to go into the old city of Jerusalem, and that it would be dangerous for Jews to go to the Wailing Wall and pray at the Wailing Wall. And Israel had backed off and said, okay, fine, we're not going to conflict, that's fine. But I believe that Israel came to their senses and realized you cannot give Islam full control of Jerusalem, and ultimately their goal, full control of Israel. The Israelis just can't lay down and let Islam take over. And what Islam is essentially doing is they are banning Christianity in Israel, and they are attacking every Christian they see. And if Christendom is to survive in the Middle East, it will only survive in so much as we support Israel and their fight to maintain religious liberty over there. So this is a big deal. I'll have David back on the program again tomorrow to talk more about that. Michael Morris and I talked quite a bit about what David Shostokas and I are going to talk about right now. And let me get right to him. David Shostokas. Dave, the number 4AG.com. I want to keep reminding you, he is running for attorney general in Illinois, one of 43 elected attorney generals in the United States of America. Elected attorney generals have the power to keep these radical governors and radical legislatures from instituting unconstitutional and illegal laws, mandates, and rules upon the people of those states. David is running to basically restore the rule of law to Illinois. And I talked to you a bit yesterday about the Marxist strategy and about how many lives, thousands of lives, impacted when you have people running into stores and stealing up to $950 with no consequences. That increases the prices of those products to hardworking people. It means that the manufacturers of those products can no longer manufacture them in the United States because they can't afford to manufacture them here, because they can't pay the people and pay the salaries and have their products stolen. Insurance companies can't afford to continue to pay out claims, and so they are not paying out the claims. And the stores are closing. So, I mean, the ramifications of this is like taking, well, it's like taking a bomb and dropping it in the Ukraine and creating a crater the size of a football field and thinking that, it's not going to bother anybody. It will. It does. It is. And David Shostokas, Dave4AG.com, is the one man who can put a stop to it in Illinois. Please support Dave and his campaign. All right. How's that for an endorsement, brother?
That's the endorsements don't get any better than that, Pastor G. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I would mention to folks on a separate note regarding you and I, there is now a Facebook event that tells people that each and every Wednesday at 10 o'clock Central Time, you and I will be on the air, and then there's a listen live. There's a listen live button on the Facebook event. So if you want to be reminded how we're going to talk about the Constitution each and every Wednesday at 10 o'clock Central Time, please, join that Facebook event, because then it'll be on your calendar and you won't miss us each and every week. And so thank you for the endorsement, and
yes, sir.
And hopefully people will start to follow us and share with their friends, because of course, you're on 50, 60 stations. But the live stream is everywhere in the world.
Yes.
So, let's hopefully we'll build this audience. And now, why don't we talk a little bit about the Supreme Court leak that is making the news these days, which is very, very interesting. Obviously, in terms of the court itself, this is a terrible, terrible thing to have happened. It's obviously someone is politically motivated and thinks they have some sort of political advantage for doing this, but to interfere with the processes of the courts of this, and this court in particular. You know, we like to see that government is open and transparent, and everybody argues for that. But this is the one place where, in fact, security and secrecy and everything is important until a judgment is final, because it's fluid. You know, judges exchange things back and forth, and I've read the Alito proposed draft about Roe versus Wade and the Mississippi law, and it is very, very strong language in very, very many places. And I would suspect that in terms of him maintaining five votes over the months and times because they circulated, and he gets comments back from his fellow justices, some of which may say, you know, Justice Alito, maybe it would be a good idea to temper this here or temper that there. So it's a very interesting thing. But assuming this this is what the outcome will be, and assuming that the basis of the opinion is going to be what this draft opinion, which, by the way, Chief Justice Roberts authenticated and said, in fact, that it is a real document. So we understand that this at least is Justice Alito's thinking, and it was his thinking back in February. There's things everybody's worked up about the abortion issue, but I think strangely enough, one of the more important issues that comes out of this opinion is that the court actually is saying, guess what? Our authority is not unlimited.
Mm-hmm.
King George thought that George Washington was one of the greatest men of all time when he took his sword and surrendered it to the Continental Congress at the close of the war rather than becoming a king. This is almost akin to that kind of thing. It's been maybe since George Washington doing that a element of the federal government had said, wait a minute, we don't have the power to do this. You know, this is not our power. This power belongs to the people and not to us. I think that is to be commended. Everybody is talking about the policy matter, and that's very, very important. But in terms of the import for democracy generally, it is just a fantastic opinion in terms of the way it describes the limits of the power of the Supreme Court of the United States and how in Roe and Casey, the court had in fact just created things out of whole cloth that did not exist in the Constitution. The court never had the power that they exercised there. And the court is saying, no, you know what? This decision belongs with the people, not with us. I think that's missed in all the discussions that I've seen about all this because, you know, of course, the issue itself, the policy issue is obviously a hot-button policy issue. But the bigger import is when you talk about judicial restraint and that they're not supposed to legislate from the bench. You know, that Roe itself reads like a statute. It doesn't read like a court opinion. There's 3 months here and 3 months there and 3 months here. This is all things that they write into a law in the legislature. It's not something that a court decides. And this is, in essence, what Justice Alito's opinion ultimately says. You know, it's not our authority to do this. And they say that it's, you know, that the subject matter is nowhere in the Constitution. Consequently, through the 9th and 10th Amendment, it's reserved for the people to decide this particular fashion. And I think that's kind of the point that's missed in all the sound and fury that's going on now about the wonderful nature of saying, no, courts don't have the authority to do what we've been doing for 50 years.
There's another piece to this that's being bandied around a bit, and that has to do with whether or not the repeal, I mean, Roe v. Wade, as you said, reestablishes that it's not the court's decision to make this decision. I guess the question is, what about individual protection? And, you know, do we see the possibility of a case coming up? Because in order to truly protect the unborn, there has to be a legal recognition of the fact that that unborn is, in fact, a person, a citizen of this country, that, according to the 14th Amendment, then is... shall not be denied any privileges of life, liberty, and property. Well, obviously, their very life is at stake here. We'll talk a little bit more about that, David, perhaps when we get back. We're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
And more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Get more at the website, chosengenerationradio.com. Tune in there.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98. Now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest is David Justokas. And so, David, I've got several thoughts bouncing around in my head with regards to this. Of course, one of them, and we're talking about in the break, has to do with, you know, identifying the personhood of the baby. And as we mentioned, that case hasn't come up. Now, another piece to this then is and because this is something that actually was going on, I believe, in Denmark, where in Denmark, they would assign a nanny to an infant when born. The state would assign a nanny to the infant when born, whose purpose was to make sure and protect the rights of that child, not against the state, David, but against something that the parents might do that the state doesn't want them to do. Like, oh, I don't know, homeschool them or give them religious instruction or, you know, or teach them family traditions, okay? So here's, I guess, kind of the rub is our Constitution, nowhere in our Constitution are parental rights guaranteed. There isn't a...
No.
So, okay, so let me very quickly say, so if you take a child now and you say, yes, this child is a child from the point of conception, the heartbeat, this is a child, deserves to have their rights protected. Now the state says, okay, fine, we're going to assign someone to protect that child's rights. Except though, now they have the power and authority over that child to make sure that nothing happens with that child that the state doesn't want to have happen, including homeschooling and religious instruction.
Yeah, you would think that that's not necessary. And there is, in fact, a long line of cases dating back some time, some involving Amish folks and their desires to homeschool, some, in fact, involving folks that were teaching their children in in another language, particularly German, were cases like that. And there's a long line of cases, Supreme Court cases, that in fact recognize such rights in parents that that in fact exist as a result of natural law. And we're going to I'm going to be expanding and researching those matters because I do think that based on that long line of cases that do in fact protect parental rights regarding the raising of their children, that such laws currently, there's a brand new law in Illinois that allows minors to get an abortion without their parents knowledge,
right,
or permission. And these, I think, violate these long line of cases regarding the rights of parents. And so we're going to begin investigating those kinds of things where the states pretend that they have such authority to over children that they do not have and they have never had, even though they're exerting it. And I suggest that, this is a problem and it's a danger.
Yes.
There's not a specific protection for parental rights, but there's a long tradition of recognizing that. One of the things that Justice Alito mentions in his draft opinion that's been circulating is, in fact, that there was in 1973 no kind of long tradition in the United States allowing abortion as a right. In fact, all the traditions were just the opposite. So when the court asserts that a right exists, the rights that the court exists, also they always look to the long tradition of the country, of its precursors, dating back to law prior to the existence of the country, and then ever since the country was adopted. And in connection with that, the parental rights that you say are not written into the Constitution do fall within the category of rights that are, we would say, are unenumerated rights that you would find in the Ninth Amendment.
And I'm proponent of parental rights, by the way, but I know that that's one of the reasons why Michael Ferris and the parentalrights.org have been pushing for a constitutional amendment that absolutely spells out the parental right.
That would be ideal in an ideal circumstance. That would be ideal to do that. And of course, the problem is there's an additional problem with constitutionalizing it as opposed to the traditional circumstance, and that is there are bad parents. I did work at one time in the juvenile justice division of the Cook County Court, and there were 40,000 kids there whose parents had abused or neglected them, and we
Understood.
Had to look after them.
Understood.
We have to balance those against.
Absolutely. No, I completely understand that. Again, I think what you have brought up, though, and the investigation and so on, is why it's so important that we elect attorney generals like David Justokas, because we need attorney generals who will actually look into and identify the law and what does the law have to say and enforce the law so that laws are followed. And if they need to be changed, then legislature needs to do their job. Dave4AG.com. Dave4AG.com to restore law and order in Illinois. David, thank you. Back with more after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being with me. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I'm very excited to welcome, of course, as we do during this segment, each and every Wednesday, my co-host, Rick Manning, President of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, welcome. Good to have you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Pastor Greg. This will be a good segment.
I'm really looking forward to it because I'm very excited to have my next guest, and we've had the opportunity to meet several times now in person at events like CPAC, and man, he just always brings so much information and so much good food for our minds and things for us to be aware of and arguments for us when it comes to understanding what is happening to our world today and the climate change argument that the left likes to use, the green folk. I want to welcome Gregory Wrightstone to the program. Greg, welcome. Nice to have you.
Oh, good to be back with you, Pastor Greg. We always seem to have a pretty good conversation. We're able to open some eyes as to what's actually going on with the science, the facts, and the data, instead of the misinformation that's spread about climate change.
So, well, and it's interesting, too, because when I just as it popped in my head as we're talking about this, you know, we've got Elon Musk, who has been, you know, running Tesla, electric cars, and talking about, you know, electric cars and so forth and things of that nature. And now he's taken over Twitter. And by the way, I'll let you guys know, but I have I've resubmitted my claim. Twitter banned me, suspended me for life. It says that when I pull up Twitter, it says you're banned for life. And I'm like, okay, I'm banned for life. Yeah, it says your account is permanently suspended. You violated our rules. Anyway, I sent a review off to them, and I put in the review, since Elon Musk now owns you, I'd like you to reconsider my claim. So we'll see what happens regarding that. But to that point, you know, just in engaging on the topic of energy and then greenhouse gases and the, you know, human imprint and all that kind of stuff, you grab a hold of these things, Greg, and you kind of say, all right, well, if I give you this, then let's talk about how what you say, what it really means. I mean, you kind of blow their argument up on them. Talk to me a little bit about that, because I know I've given it a very, very, very broad canvas for you. Paint us a little bit of a picture of what I'm talking about in reference to what you share.
Well, there's so many things here that we can unpack. One of the things I strive to do, and we do at the CO2 Coalition, is to expose the many lies and misinformation that's just, it's out there from people we should trust. We should be able to trust the United Nations, I think, or at least NOAA, National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, things like the World Meteorological Organization. We just see that these people put out these studies and reports where they reach a conclusion and then torture the data statistically and with other ways to make it fit their conclusions, and then stifle any science, facts, or data that runs counter to this notion of man-made catastrophic warming. And so that's what we do. The most recent example was the World Meteorological Organization released a study and a chart along with it showing that natural disasters had increased fivefold since 1970. Well, we took a look at the data. My alarm bell started going off, as did one of our members, Kip Hansen, who looked into it. And what they showed was from 1970 to 2000, indeed, there was a 5 times increase in severe weather, reported cases, reported. That's the key word there, reported disasters. Well, it turns out that 30-year period, they started building this network of reporting agencies in 1970, and they were, as they continued building it up, well, of course, you've got more stations and more nations and regions reporting disasters that occurred through that 30-year period. So it wasn't actually an increase in disasters, but better reporting of the data. And then since from 2000 until 2020, actually natural disasters have been in significant decline. So the answer was exactly opposite of what the report said. And the conclusions of the report were blown away by their own very own data. And we actually got an email from Robin Below, who was the head of their data section, confirming that it was an increase in reporting, not an increase in actual natural disasters. So it's things like that that your typical listeners, they look at it and they don't have the resources to really research and look into this that we might have at the CO2 Coalition.
So I'm sorry to interrupt, but essentially, Gregory, what you're saying is that we have a situation, it's like cell phones, right? I mean, you know, just last night, David Chappelle was actually assaulted. He was tackled as he was finishing up his act. He was tackled on stage. Now, normally, in many years past, no one would know about that. There'd be no video coverage of that. It would totally be an event that would, you know, that would go on without any acknowledgement whatsoever. Same thing with the riots that took place, right? And the buildings being burned down, and Officer Doerr in St. Louis, who was murdered by the rioters. But none of those things would even be known. All of the stuff that they're putting out there, even the disinformation they put out about, you know, that started some of these things, none of that stuff would actually be out there. George Floyd wouldn't be out there except for private cell phone cameras.
Yeah, and we just look at tornadoes. Just think about that. It used back just a couple of years ago, NOAA on their page for on tornadoes reported that we should only look at long-term data. We should only look at the really big tornadoes, F3, F4, F5 tornadoes, because they said they're hard to miss. The smaller tornadoes, let's just say it touches down in a godforsaken area in Kansas or Oklahoma with nobody around. Well, no one knew about it back in 1952 or maybe 1963 or whatever. But with the advent of Doppler radar in the early 2000s, now we know every single tornado that becomes a storm is a tornado. We know it, and so we have 100% accuracy of this tornado reporting. But again, a lot of those early ones were reported. So what they've done is taken this bad data back to the 50s to show and document what they say is an increase in tornadoes, when actually the data, when you look at the big ones, because the big ones, they say they're hard to miss. Somebody would have known about these giant tornadoes. And if you look at that, tornadoes have actually been in decline. Or another good example with that would be hurricanes. There have been recent reporting, if you notice, and you'll see it again this year when hurricane season comes around, is that named hurricanes have been increasing. And they're right. They have been. there's a definite increase in named hurricanes. Well, why is that? Because they're naming them sooner. They're naming more of them. So it's not actually an increase in hurricanes in terms of numbers. It's an increase in the hurricanes that they're naming. And we actually see that a great long-term measurement of hurricanes are landfalling hurricanes in the United States. Because once again, if a hurricane made landfall in the United States going back into the mid-1800s, we knew about it. You can't miss it. And but if you don't, if you look at hurricanes today, of course we can pick up every single one, and we know exactly what the wind speed is, or well, within 10 miles an hour or so. And so we can identify them all. But again, back in the 40s, 50s, 1910, 1890, there were a lot of hurricanes that rose up and disappeared before, and we never knew about it, or they stayed out to sea and were never reported. So if we look at hurricanes in the era of satellites, we see that there's been no increase. You could detect a mild decrease in hurricanes, but certainly no increase. And there's not an increase in what they call the combined dissipation index, the power of the hurricanes.
But would you talk a little bit about, you talk about changing data. There's a massive revision of the temperature data over time done. I don't remember who did it, but there was a massive revision that basically wiped out the warming period of the 1930s and created made it appear as though we have this historically warm period now. Talk a little bit about that and how they get away with that.
Yeah, that's NASA and NOAA in terms of their temperature reporting. Some of it they say, well, they have different reasons for doing different things. They have difference in the back. All of them tend to do two things. They cool the past temperatures back in the early 1900s. They make them a little bit cooler, and they increase the temperature of the recent ones. It just generally that's what's done. And they'll justify in different cases. And some of these adjustments are justified. Again, if we have urban heat island effect,
we need
to get rid of that.
Let's let Gregor Reiston as our guest. We'll talk about what that is right after this break. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is a really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us
to put
the
program.
Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. And you can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
A little bit of this over here and work some studio magic. All right, welcome back, folks. Good to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Gregory Wrightstone, Executive Director, CO2Coalition.org. CO2Coalition.org. Get signed up over there. And Rick Manning, President of Americans for Limited Government, is my co-host. You know, we were talking in the break about this, and I think it's an important point to bring up relative to why are they, you know, doing the manipulating that they're doing and so on. And I kind of somewhat flippantly, but it's a reality. They're saying, you know, man is bad. Ape is good. Animal is good. Man is bad. Animal is good. They're searing this, Gregory, on the conscience of our youth. And then they turn around and, you know, question, why are young people committing suicide? Why are they ending their lives? Well, because you've been telling them that they are destroying the planet and they are the problem. And of course, then, you know, you kill babies and you kill elderly with euthanasia, and you tell them that the solution to all of this is less people and killing people is good. It's horrible.
Yeah, and it's all to promote a climate of fear that's completely unfounded. They're trying to equate our emissions of CO2 and burning of fossil fuels to tragedies that will be arising from climate change. And it's just, we see just the opposite. We see an Earth's ecosystems that are thriving and prospering from the poles to the equator. We see vegetation's increasing and just it's being turbocharged by modest increase in temperature. And we're breaking records, crop growth records, year after year after year. It's a combination of modest warming, which means we have extended growing seasons. And then that's boosted with this carbon dioxide fertilization effect. In other words, more carbon dioxide means higher, faster, thicker plant growth, more products being produced, bigger. Tubers if you're potatoes and flowers if you're growing flowers. All of these are improved with the increase in carbon dioxide. It's it's really stunning what's going on. I call it the biggest untold story of the late 20th and early 21st centuries. It's that story of an earth that's prospering and thriving. It's just opposite of what your listeners are being told. And so we should, you know, as a Christian, and we should celebrate this, but we have so many of the, in the Christian community that are of the leadership, Catholic, Protestant, mm-hmm. You name it.
Right.
They're promoting,
disinformation
things, misinformation that actually will harm the people they say they want to help.
Yeah.
Leadership says, well, we want to help the poor. What they're doing by enforcing this no coal fired agenda, no oil for transportation, no natural gas, what they're doing is actually accelerating energy poverty and leading to more deaths around the world. And they hurt the poorest among us the most.
And that's the intent. This is Rick, and again, as Pastor Greg said, if you believe that human population is the problem, and your goal is to diminish the numbers, then the single best way to do that is to create energy poverty, because people in places that are third world countries and they, without energy, without, you know, they have high death rates. Without electricity, they have high death rates. And we create an environment that, when we create an environment where electricity is unaffordable, where it's not gettable, we have to live without it. Well, what happens is a lot of people don't live. And that is one of the things that limits population. So it's kind of a pernicious cycle, but there is, you know, there you don't have any, make any bones about it. They want less people. If you want less people, it's, you know, you have to both take them off the top in terms of abortions and new births, but you also don't necessarily want people to live a long life, and you don't want people in certain areas that it isn't sustainable by their definition to live. So energy actually creates life, and anti-energy is anti-life in every way.
Yeah, it is. And we see too that it's not, people don't talk about it because they need to stifle this bit of information, is that 15 to 20 times as many people die cold-related deaths than they do heat-related deaths. So a little bit of global warming will save a lot of lives. And that's been documented study after study after study. And it's in both cold weather, cold nations and warm nations. It's the cold that kills people. It's not the warmth. And also we have, when we talk about energy poverty, we could save, there's some 4 million early deaths every year, according to the UN, because they're breathing in, they're using dried dung and wood to cook over and to heat their homes, and mainly to cook over in sub-Saharan Africa and Southeast Asia. And people are dying of lung cancers, lung problems, also glaucoma, and cataracts are accelerated from that, mainly cataracts. Just was reading a story just the other day about a poor woman in Nepal who was blind from cataracts that they went in and cured her. But it was from her cooking over wood stove, wood fires indoors, you know, for her entire life. And so we could alleviate that easily with coal-fired electricity. And if you look, India, China for sure is going gangbusters with coal-fired electricity, but they're also, it's India that continues to put the pedal down on the accelerator in terms of both mining coal and also building new coal-fired electricity generation for the nation. Prime Minister Modi wants to lift his people up out of energy poverty, and he wants to have 100% electrification of India. I think probably President Xi has a different motivation. You know, he wants to be the economic powerhouse of the world. And you do that by having a reliable, abundant, affordable energy.
Let me just toss in here, too. You mentioned about the increase in food production. And I just think it's interesting because, you know, you hear the left talk about, you know, and try to show pictures of all the starving people. But the reality is that all of that exists because of the political forces that are in charge of those areas, and those political forces are generally either socialists, communists, or dictators.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we have problems. Is there food and hunger in the world? Of course there is, but not in free and open societies. In fact, we have an obesity problem, not a starvation problem for many of the developed worlds. And it's the troubled hotspots around the world that are having problems. It's really food deliveries. It's not food production. You know, how can we get food to them? Because again, we're breaking crop growth records year after year after year. And it's really a great story. We've got a publication in the works right now by two of our members of the CO2 Coalition on the effects of CO2 increasing with nutrition from crop growth. And they're also looking at farm livestock production and what CO2 is doing to increase all of this. And it's, again, there's more fodder to feed the animals. But again, and we've got longer growing seasons, so you can get more hay takings or more in silage by growing more with longer growing seasons. So these are all good things. And again, it's accruing to the combination of modest warming and increased CO2.
All right. Learn more, folks. CO2coalition.org. CO2coalition.org. Again, you know, good news. There's more air to breathe, ladies and gentlemen. Take a deep breath, because there's a lot more air for us to breathe, and we can do a whole lot more relative to helping people as well. Thank you so much, Gregor, for being with us today. Thank you, Rick. We'll be back with more tomorrow.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once those that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.